There's a small red church in southeastern Wisconsin, constructed of wood with an ornately trimmed roof half hidden on a hill. It was built in 1851 by the city founders of Delafield in a style known as Carpenter Gothic. It's St. John Chrysostom. The church is on the National Register of Historic Places, and it's still in use. It's also the hometown of Jackie Lydon, who sent us this audio postcard.
Even as a girl, the quaint wooden church nestled up on its hill intrigued me. St. John Chrysostom, strange name, with its wooden bell tower and pioneer tombstone staggered in the churchyard. I was lucky enough to meet Father Stephen Pay, who fills in here sometimes, and ask him about this 4th century bishop of Constantinople.
The patron saint of preachers. His name was John. Chrysostom was a title that was given to him, and it comes from the Greek for golden-mouthed. And so St. John Chrysostom was the golden-mouthed one.
Stephen Pay is an emeritus dean of nearby Neshota House Theological Seminary, renowned as an influential high church episcopal seminary. In the 19th century, Ralston Cox was a seminarian there when he decided to start his own mission church in Delafield. He traveled from Wisconsin to Philadelphia to consult with the renowned church architect Richard Upjohn. Then, on the return trip, tragedy. Cox drowned in the Ohio River. His family built the church as his memorial, of oak trees so tall there are no knot holes anywhere.
This is all wood and lath, and then the doors, especially these doors to the side, were all done by a local blacksmith. And as you can see, these large hinges, those are all hand-wrought hinges, and those are all hand-wrought nails.
The village blacksmith, a man named John Luther, made those nails and hinges. Also original, the pews and pulpit.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty.
And there have been some illustrious golden mouths in the Delafield pulpit, like Arthur Michael Ramsey, the 100th Archbishop of Canterbury. He taught at Neshota House Seminary, which still has the 10-gallon Stetson his students gave him. Father Pace says when he preaches here, he feels what he calls a thin place.
Where you know that the space between you and God is very thin. You feel very, very close to God here. And I think as you talk to parishioners, you would discover, you know, that they feel the same way.
A thin place because of the connection to the past. Melissa Erickson grew up in the church.
My husband was baptized here. We were married here. My kids were baptized here. My sister's buried here. So it's a very, very personal connection to this parish.
One of those connections is the graveyard. Like Spoon River Anthology, all are buried together on the hill. There's Charles Delafield, who gave the land and the city its name. Nelson Hawks, who had a stagecoach in. The church sexton is buried by a side door. There's the Cox family and their in-laws, the Marcos. Mary McGlinchey, a parishioner for 50 years, takes me outside.
When I go in through the cemetery and I see their families, you know, and I think they had a vision, and here it is. You know, 160 plus years, it's still standing. I don't think we can appreciate it enough. I just don't think that this world can appreciate the effort and what that church stands for.
Her young daughter is buried here, too. The St. John Chrysostom Church of 1851 is, after almost two centuries, indeed a thin place. My hometown of Delafield, Wisconsin. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Lydon.